In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could say to a mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. I don't know about you, I haven't seen any trees moving around lately. Not that that's what we ought to be doing, but nonetheless, the point is that we struggle with this question of the faith. And this isn't about the faith in the objective teachings of the church, which obviously we need to have, but this is the practical faith, that is, putting it into practice, really having that confidence in the Lord that he is going to do what he's promised that he's going to do, that he's going to be with us. The problem is that for a lot of us, if we were to look at what our Lord said and we thought, wow, if I could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey, wow, that'd be pretty cool. Well, in other words, it just plays right into our pride, which tells us that we don't have the humility to be able to actually do what we need to do in faith. So all the virtues have to work together. It's not just about having that faith to be able to do this, but it's about having the humility so that if we actually had the faith to do this, that we wouldn't get all puffed up with pride and think that somehow we're better than others and that whatever it might be that we can do this and that. Like, no, we can't do anything by ourselves. The Lord made that absolutely clear. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. That's an absolute. He didn't say you can do a little bit by yourself and then you'll have to do the rest with me. No, he said we can't do anything without him. But most of us don't live that way. Most of us live as though we can do almost everything by ourselves, and then if we really need the Lord, then we'll start asking him for help. The Lord's telling us we need him all the time, and we can't do anything without him. So that's the part that we have to come to before we're going to be able to have the faith to do anything. God can move mountains. God can do whatever it is that he wants to do. And the reality is that if we had the faith, if we had the charity, if we had the humility to be able to cooperate with him, we would see extraordinary things happening. We're not going to care if a tree actually gets up and moves, because who cares? What's important to be able to see is sin being removed from someone's life, conversions of souls that are happening, the things that stand in the way of somebody being able to move forward suddenly being moved out of the way. Those are the mountains and the trees and things like that that need to be moved. Not a physical tree, because that's not usually right in the way of something that we need faith for, but rather it's the spiritual ones. Tree is a good way of looking at it because they tend to be rather deeply rooted, just like our sins. And so they get in the way and they cause trouble and they need to be rooted out. And God will do this if we have the faith, if we have the humility, if we have the charity. So that's what he's looking for. And so it's going to grow little by little like any of the virtues, but it has to be practiced. So there is the part of faith that says, yes, I have to believe in everything the church teaches. There is the other aspect of faith that is putting this into practice on a subjective level. That's the faith that the Lord is talking about in the gospel, that subjective faith. And so having that confidence in Christ and being able to trust him completely and to be dependent on him for all things.